This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. What's the best way to get free tickets to the next Bruno Mars concert? Or Cardinals game? Or how about a really nice dinner in Jefferson City? Become a state legislator in Missouri. It's one of the few states in the country where state reps can accept unlimited personal gifts and campaign contributions from lobbyists. And now there's a website that makes it easy for Missouri residents to see what gifts their state reps are accepting and from whom. LobbyingMissouri.org is the brainchild of Chris McDaniel, a political reporter at St. Louis Public Radio. He joins us now from a studio across the state. Thanks for coming on to KC Currents, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Sylvia.
So why did you decide to focus on this issue?
Well, it originally started about 7 or 8 months ago when I was interested in taking a closer look at the gifts that lobbyists were giving Missouri lawmakers. I wanted to take a closer look, but there was really no easy way to compare all of the gifts and who was giving them. The Missouri Ethics Commission has it on their site, but in order to access it, you have to go to a drop-down menu to another drop-down menu to another drop-down menu. And there are some problems with that, and there's really no easy way to compare it. So St. Louis Public Radio made this project where we could compare what everyone was receiving and where it was all coming from. After we launched that project, we were really interested in sort of taking it to the next level, and that's when we reached out to NPR's apps team, and they were very eager to work with us on it, and that's how we came up with LobbyingMissouri.org.
And now you have a searchable database, so people can look up what kind of gifts their lawmakers are getting.
That's right. So one of the things that I really like about the site is that you don't have to know who your state representative or state senator is. I would like to think that a lot of our listeners know who their state representative or state senator is, but I've looked at the surveys and I know that they don't. So you can just type in your address and it'll tell you who your state senator and state representative is, and it'll tell you – you can go to their page, and their page contains a lot of different information. It'll show you their picture, and it'll also show you how much they've received within the past 2 years and how much they've received since 2004, which is how far our data goes back.
And we have your database up on our website right now. It's called Lobbying Missouri. It's at kcur.org if people want to go ahead and test it out. All of this is public information, right?
That's correct.
And can you give me a sense of the magnitude of gifts here? How many gifts is it and how much money is it?
Well, it's tens of thousands of gifts. Within the past – if we talk about it from this year – this year, there was over $800,000 spent by lobbyists on Missouri lawmakers, and those are just for gifts. And I should probably clarify what a gift is and what we mean when we say a gift. We're not talking about campaign contributions. We're not talking about money, but gifts can be a lot of different things. Oftentimes, they're for meals. They're for lobbyists to take out legislators for expensive meals, for drinks. They can also be Cardinals tickets or Royals tickets if you're in Kansas City. They can be for pretty much anything. For Missouri's ethics system, there's really no limit as to what a gift can be.
And so most of them, you said, are like dinners or baseball or concert tickets. But there's some unusual things there, like flowers on Mother's Day for all of the women in the legislature. And I mean, what else did you think was kind of interesting or amusing?
Yes, there are a lot of things that will stick out to you, just some really weird gifts. I noticed that one lawmaker, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she received a Valentine's Day cupcake valued at $5. So it really runs the gamut from, you know, gifts that, you know, cost up to, you know, thousands of dollars to gifts that are just a few dollars. Some of the other things that are weird, one lawmaker every month was getting a couple hundred dollars worth of jelly beans for his office.
Really?
and that took place over the span of at least 2 months, possibly 3 months. So if you go through and explore the data that we have on the site, you'll find a lot of weird things on there.
There's a lot of golf trips, right? And I mean, is there travel too?
Yes, travel is included. And as far as golf, it really just kind of reinforces the stereotype of you know, a lawmaker making the decisions out on a golf course while, you know, talking with a lobbyist and, you know, having a beer presumably. But it just kind of reinforces that stereotype that in this case, according to the data, is true.
And are Missouri legislators really big Bruno Mars fans in particular?
Apparently so. Apparently, at least a few of them are. Bruno Mars wasn't the only concert, though. There was also a John Mayer concert that was just a few months ago in St. Louis that was apparently a big hit with Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey was one of the ones who went there. I can't speak as to whether or not that was for one of his children, perhaps, but...
Interesting. Now, who are the biggest lobbyists here?
Well, that's a good question, and that's something that's really important because you want to know who the biggest receivers are, but you also need to know, well, who's trying to influence them here. So the biggest lobbyist for the past 24 months is Ameren, a utility company. They've spent nearly $100,000 in just the past 24 months. The second biggest lobbyist is the Missouri Hospital Association. So they're also a really big lobby, a really important lobby. The healthcare industry itself is a huge lobby. Within the past 24 months, they've given more than $250,000 in lobbyist gifts.
And what issues would you think they're concerned with? I guess, you know, energy and healthcare policy. Specifically, what's the legislature looking at that deals with those issues?
That's a really wonderful question. And that's something that doesn't always have a really clear answer. So the lobbyists are supposed to disclose twice to the Missouri Ethics Commission what issues they're lobbying on, what sort of bills they're lobbying on. Unfortunately, in those disclosures, it's not always clear. I can recall from looking through some of the disclosures that a lobbyist will say, we are lobbying on the issues that positively impact Missouri, and we are lobbying against the issues that negatively impact Missouri. So it doesn't really tell you what bills they're lobbying on. As far as the Missouri Hospital Association and the healthcare industry, a huge issue for them is Medicaid expansion.
Now, our reporter, Steve Bell here, KCUR, did a series on lobbying about a year ago, and he also found that some of the lobbyists are lobbying through a lobbying agency. So their names aren't necessarily listed on this public disclosure. Is that what you find?
That's definitely a huge issue. You'll find that, for example, one of the 10 biggest lobbyists is John Barger and Associates. They're a lobbying firm. So when they go out and they give a lawmaker a gift, they source it as going to their as being from their lobbying firm as opposed to whichever business they're representing. So it's kind of hard to suss out exactly where all the influence is coming from.
And in some cases, I think you can see, because some of these lobbying firms just represent one industry. For example, I mean, he found that the NRA and insurance companies were two of the major donors, but through lobbying firms.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few different problems with the way lobbying is done in Missouri. I feel comfortable saying that. One of the problems is also disclosure in terms of who is receiving these gifts. So there are two ways to disclose a lobbyist gift. One is by saying, I took this specific lawmaker out for a dinner. Here's his name. The other way is to say, I took this group out to a dinner. So that could be the House Minority Caucus, the House Majority Caucus. It could be a lot of different things. It could be a committee in the House or the Senate. And when that happens, you don't have to name the specific lawmakers that actually partook in that gift. And that's completely legal within Missouri's lobbying system. You don't even have to prove that you invited all the members of the group, although the only rule is you're supposed to invite all the members of the group. Missouri Ethics Commission does not ask for that proof, though.
Now, the big question, who is getting the most gifts from lobbyists in the Missouri legislature?
So one of the things that our site does is rank them out, one through 197, 197 being, you know, how many members we have in the House and the Senate. We try to make it all on an even keel by just doing the past 24 months so that we're not comparing for all time, so we don't have a freshman representative going up against, you know, an incumbent senator who's been in the House for 10 years. So for the past 2 years, we've found that two Kansas City area lawmakers are at the top. Senator Kiki Curls and Senator Ryan Silvey. Senator Curls has accepted $22,000 in lobbyist gifts, and Senator Silvey has accepted $21,000 in lobbyist gifts. Now, that's only for the past 2 years. If you look on our site, in the past 10 years, Senator Silvey has accepted $52,000, which is the most out of anyone. So this isn't a small amount of money, really, when you look at it on a grand scale. To compare it to their legislative salary, I believe their stipend from the state is only $38,000. So you're talking about money that is comparable to what they're getting from the state.
Is there any pattern to the biggest recipients of gifts? Do they tend to be urban or rural legislators, Republican or Democrats?
You know, that's a really good question. I feel most comfortable speaking about specifically this session because that's what I've looked at most closely. And I can say that a lot of the spending is tied to the urban areas. Now, that could be for a lot of different reasons, one of which it's kind of interesting that now recently a lot of the power is tied to the urban areas. You even have, you know, Republican leadership who is from the St. Louis area, St. Louis you know, county area or St. Charles County area, but still tied to a large metropolitan area. So that's one reason that could explain it, is more power tied to urban areas. The other is, of course, that's where the lobbyists are located. They aren't located throughout the state, really. They're located in urban areas, and that's where you can get the Cardinals baseball tickets, the Royals baseball tickets. That's where the concerts are taking place. So that those could explain why this phenomenon occurs.
Now, defenders of this system, the lobbying system in Missouri, say it's okay because it's easy to find out who's getting and receiving gifts, and you're making it even easier. So if there's transparency in lobbying, is it okay?
Well, I think that there are a couple different arguments at place. One is, should lobbying like this occur? And then the other argument is, if it is going to occur, it should be as open as possible. So we've tried to make it as open as possible for everyone. We think that we've made it much more open than it has been. Lobbying is definitely an important thing for the Missouri legislature, especially when you have term limits, which gives much more power to the lobbyists, because when you look at who has been in the Missouri legislature the longest, who served in Jefferson City the longest, it's not the state representative, it's not the state senator, it's the lobbyist who's been there for much longer than the term limits would allow for a representative or a senator to be.
And how long are you going to continue tracking this?
So we started this in March, I believe, and the idea was that we would continue doing this, you know, for as long as we possibly could. With this help from the NPR Apps team, we plan on keeping it going for as long as possible. We don't have an end date. We plan on keeping updating it as long as the information is pertinent. And it seems like it's going to be pretty pertinent for a long time.
And on that note, what is the likelihood of the system changing? It's been a big issue for the former Kansas City area state representative Jason Kander, who's now Secretary of State. Will there be a charge to change Missouri's lobbying system to tighten up the rules in the next session?
It's unlikely, but it's possible. There were a couple of bills last session that would have either limited or done away with completely gifts from lobbyists, and those two bills didn't even receive a hearing. There are some who are calling for ethics reform, but it's unclear if they'll be able to be successful. I know that Representative McManus has been calling for it from over in the Kansas City area, as well as Senators Scott Sifton in St. Louis and Senator John Lamping from the St. Louis area. But in order for it to be successful, it has to be first called to the floor, which it isn't clear if leadership would allow it.
Chris McDaniel is a political reporter at St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You can check out the Lobbying Missouri database on our website. If you live in Missouri, you can enter your address and find out what kind of gifts your state reps are receiving.